My name is Felicie LeBron, and since I can remember, I've wanted to dance.
Oh, no. Here we go.
I was there with my mom when I was a baby.
Felicie, I know you have this dream, but dreams are not reality.
Dance school in Paris.
You? A dancer at the ballet?
You wouldn't last more than 5 minutes out there.
Are you sure about that? Bye-bye, orphanage.
We did it!
Paris, city of dreams.
Can you dance?
Yes.
Training starts at 5 a.m.
Can we push to after lunch?
I had a dream.
First position, second, third, fourth, fifth.
Are you doing dance or kung fu?
You have the energy of a bullet. You also have the lightness of a depressed elephant.
Hi-ya!
Leap, or as some folks might know it as, from, I think it was November 2016, this film came out in France and Canada, Ballerina. Finally got bought, the rights got bought by the Weinstein Company, and they decided to give it an American release date, which is coming up at the end of this week, I believe. I got an early screener of this, went to go check this out at a 10 a.m. showing on a Sunday. And I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of like, I fucking don't want to watch this movie. I love animated films. But then I saw the word Canada on it, and I was like, oh, fuck. And I was like, this is really going to take it back here. But I guess I should go ahead and give a plot synopsis here. I waited a while to do this, to do this review. I wanted to do some reading up on it, at least, to figure out, like, why some things were changed. And by some things changed, I mean mainly the actors being changed, because they all originally had American actors in it. Wait, dang, I'm British, right? American, I can't remember. Either way, though, it had people that speak pretty much fluent English, better English than I ever do. So I was curious as to why that got changed, and I found out a little bit more so into that aspect. I also wanted to find out just how different it was from the American record. You know, everybody knows the Weinstein Company loves to take films that were made in other countries and pretty much just scrap them for parts and put their own little twist on them and stuff like that. I'm almost curious that Dane DeHaan probably did the voice work for this film right when he was working up on Valerian. I mean, it makes sense that, you know, Valerian, French film, this one, French film. So I wonder if he was just like, hey, you know, I can go ahead and go do this little film too as well. He got replaced with, I believe it was Nat Wolff, if I'm not mistaken. And the reason why he got changed out from the research I did, they both play Victor. Nat Wolff plays Victor in the American Wolf. The reason why Dane DeHaan got switched out from what I heard was he was fucking horrible. There's no doubt. I have read every little detail that I could find, and everyone has said he was awful in that role. Like, it was like night and day compared. It was like he was just like this over-the-top, loudmouth, I can't even remember what else was said or whatever. They just said he just was not good for the part at all. Which is funny, because then I go and watch this Nat Wolff performance here, and over the top, I was like, well, apparently y'all didn't get rid of that, because this kid's kind of fucking annoying. Let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis, though. Oh, and I think Kate McKinnon, if I'm not mistaken, she comes in for the American version, and she takes over three different roles. She plays Felicie's mother, who's Felicie's still played by Elle Fanning, which I'll get into that. She also plays Mother Superior and Regine. Damn, she plays, well, I would say two of the main characters, say. Felicie's mother probably just has like a flashback sequence other than that, and has like one bit of line, so that's easy paycheck for her. Kate McKinnon came in here and stole this role. Plot synopsis here is, though, we got Felicie and Victor. They both live in an orphanage. I forgot which country it was. I don't remember actually where it was. They're in an orphanage, and the mother left with Elle Fanning's character here. I don't know how you do this. One of those little ballerina dancing, like, when you open up, kind of like a mirror type style, you open up. I forgot what the hell it was, like a music box style thing. Mm-hmm. Left that with her, and she's remembered the words of her mother that she left with her even as a baby at the orphanage, you know. Which I don't even remember the words, to be honest. It was something about take a chance, make a leap, whatever it may be. I guess changing the title from Ballerina Leap does sound a little bit better in America standards, because could you imagine a grown-ass man going up to the theater and saying, one for Ballerina, please, you know? I mean, probably there'd be a little bit of embarrassment right there, but I digress. So they get a little bit older. They grow up here, and sure enough, she has dreams of wanting to be a dancer. Not just any dancer, a ballerina dancer. And Victor, he dreams of being a famous inventor. Well, he comes up with this crazy idea. Let's run away to Paris where dreams are made, fantasies are lived out, the city of lights, city of love. Let's just go and run away from here and do it. They decide to run away from the... I wish I could remember the guy that ran the place at the orphanage here. I don't remember who played him. But or his name for that exact. Or they get on a train, they get away, they escape, then hijinks from getting this train sequence in sewers. They get to Paris. They end up getting separated by a slapstick comedy that comes back over and over again every time Victor and Felicie meets up. She finally finds the dance hall that was in the photo that Victor showed her, and she runs in there only to be kicked out. And she follows, I guess she didn't know at the time, but it was a cleaning person of the dance hall. And that character is still played by Carly Rae Jepsen, who plays Odette in the film. Odette is a former dancer who she later finds out in the film, a former dancer who had to quit due to an injury that happened. She lives with the person that's playing Regine, which is Kate McKinnon's character in the American version here. Regine has a daughter named Camille, played by Maddie Ziegler, she's training to be a dancer. Regine's character, she's the mother of Camille, and she also runs like one of the best, I think, I can't remember if they said Italian or French restaurant, serves like the best meatballs, if I'm not mistaken there, and she's just famous for that. That's where she makes all her money from. So she's trying to wiggle her daughter into getting into this dance school because, well, that's the only way they probably would accept her in anyway. Not knowing that her daughter's been training damn near her whole life for this. So one day, you know, Camille does some fucked up thing what the fuck is that girl's name again? Felicie, yeah. And she throws her mother's music box out the window. Ends up breaking, although Victor can fix it. So the mailman comes, and he's like, I got a letter of acceptance to the ballerina school. And, well, you know, oh, and Felicie, I guess she decided to help Odette, you know, clean up the house and stuff like that. Just for, you know, a little bit, just so she can pay off her dues of staying with Odette, if you will. Mailman shows up, says I got a letter of acceptance. And this is where it gets a little tricky. Felicie steals this girl's letter of acceptance here and poses as Camille for weeks in this fucking film without anyone noticing. Only to get into the dance school, then she realizes she sucks. She finds out that Odette was a former dancer and ends up having her trainer to get ready for, just to learn how to dance, really, so she can get past this this competition here and make it to the final. I believe it was the Nutcracker, which was the on-stage display that they wanted to have the winning girl do here. And hilarity ensues in there, and blah, blah, blah. That's a plot synopsis. I gotta tell you, I wasn't blown away, but I did enjoy the animation style of the look of this film. It actually looked gorgeous here. It doesn't have the quality of a Pixar / Disney, hell, maybe even DreamWorks for that matter, but I would say it does look better than Illumination Studios, and I would say it's probably on par with DreamWorks. There was some aspects in the film, though, if I had to put a negative on the animation here, is there's one character in here who I can't remember who played him, whatever, but he was pretty much their trainer here, the girl's trainer, or he was the famous ballerina dancer trainer here. And what he was going to do was pretty much pick the winner of this. He was pretty much on Camille's ass at first, saying, we're going to get rid of you in a heartbeat because most people here earn their way here, not here because their mother serves delicious meatballs. But she kind of won him over. But there were some moments where his mouth wasn't even moving, but or his teeth was closed, whatever it may be. The animation on him looked bad in some aspects whenever he opened his mouth, and I was kind of like, oh man, that's so fucking noticeable too. But other than that, I would say the animation is pretty spot on. Even Victor's character, who is just this over the top, won't shut the fuck up type dude or whatever, his animation, I would say, is a little bit toned down. I kind of expected it to be all over the place, kind of like some of the animation in Emoji film, the Emoji movie, where you can tell those animators was just just making it blow out on screen here. On here, I would say that he's not quite there, just there. Yeah, I mean, there's some subtle bits in there where you're just like, yeah, him. Another positive I would say is I thought some of the voice work was fine. I will say, though, for Elle Fanning, you know, just seeing her in 20th Century Woman, she's in Neon Demon. I will say that for her to take this role, it feels like a step back. I've seen Elle Fanning's work, and it seems like she's kind of maturing more as an actress, and she's taking more on, I don't want to say like Oscar bait Oscar type films, whatever, but I would say she's taking more of a adult matter subject films, expanding her globe, and I would say that this kind of is a step back for her as an actress. I felt like they probably should have got someone else in here. She felt like a little bit more mature, too mature for this role itself. But with that said, I would say that she did an okay job of this as far as she can. It was a little awkward hearing her voice with this character, though, because this character is an 11-year-old girl. And Elle Fanning, even though she has that quiet, low voice here, they say it throughout the whole movie. About Felicity's character, she's like a bullet, you know, and it really shows with Elle Fanning's voice work in here too. She really is like a bullet. She's live and energetic and on the screen here and stuff. And there was moments I just wasn't feeling the voice work with that character per se itself. Another part, I will say there's some great shots in here of when they get to France or Paris, and you could see it before, like, the Eiffel Tower was built, because this is back in the day. They even had a shot of when the Statue of Liberty was being worked on and before it was shipped to America. All those shots look gorgeous. There's some great animation sequences in here. There's a scene where Felicity first walks into the ballerina school, and she sees the girl she's going, the winner of the contest would be dancing with as she performed. That was probably the best dance sequence out throughout the whole film here. I would say it's probably a good thing that they changed the title as well, because for a movie called Ballerina, the dance pieces in here I thought were really not all that special. I thought they were kind of weak as hell. And from hearing most reviews, I can kind of see, or reading most reviews or thoughts on the movie or production and stuff like that, I can kind of see where some of the changes were made for the American version here. In the American version, I thought there was one where her and Camille had a dance battle at the end of the film. And at first it started off fine, but then they had this moment where they looked at each other in the face like it was going to continue. It was like, you know what, not only is this dance battle could be good, but it's also kind of fun as well too. But then they threw in some shitty ass pop song, and I was just like, I bet this is probably where most of the American stuff kicked in, because there was a lot of moments in some of the dance sequences, even though a lot of the dance sequences in this film are just training moments. Which I don't have a problem with, but I was like, if you're going to be a movie about dancing, have one moment where you're just going to be like, whoa. Like kind of like in Frozen, where, you know, you got a girl that can control ice powers and stuff like that, you know, and plus it's also a musical in some aspects, and where's the music in the ice parts? And then they got to Let It Go, that moment in the movie where she's on the hill and she's using her power and stuff, and you just go like, whoa. Okay, I'm with this movie now. This movie never had one of those moments at all with the music and the dance choreography to work in here really well. And they had a dance choreography on set as well, too, to help with the production as well. But it really didn't come out that way. I don't know if it comes out better in the French version, but in this version, the American version, it is heavily watered down by me. And why the fuck would they be playing pop American songs anyway? I heard some music like Demi Lovato in here and stuff, and I was just sitting there going like, I don't know what time period this is. Actually, I forgot the time period, to be honest. But clearly, this is before the Eiffel Tower was built. So, why the fuck would, in a ballerina school, too, you be playing pop American music for these sequences here? You could have had a nice score to fit the tone or something like that. I don't know, some kind of beat that would have went along with the dance movements here. They even had in her dance movements, too, like her animation style, like when she was trying to do American-style dancing. And I was just like, I could have sworn there was, like, moments of her where she was, like, kind of, like, I wouldn't say, like, but the way she was moving her feet, the way it was animated and stuff, it was almost like she was doing kick-ups and stuff like that. And I was just like, yeah, that's not ballerina here. And coming from a dancer myself, whatever, I was like, I do that. And I'm not from France or French or anything like that, nor did I take ballerina lessons or anything like that, but I've seen a lot of the ballerina clips and stuff like that to know that that ain't, no, that's American style hip hop dancing, if anything. So I thought the American effects in here did show in its place, but whatever, you know, I mean, nobody's really gonna pay attention to that kind of thing. As far as the story goes, it's the typical same story you've seen. It's that follow your dream story. And you know me with your follow your dream. I fucking hate these stories now, to be honest, whatever, because they're so bullshit. They provide you with such false hope and life and all that, and just go like, oh, get the fuck out of here. Not to mention, first of all, the lead character in here, she steals the girl's identity to fucking get to where she is. Has she not taken this girl's identity? They, like I told you at the beginning of the movie, they kicked her out. They said, get out of here. We don't want you in here or whatever and stuff like that. So the fact that she had to steal this girl's identity is already some bullshit to this movie's message in the first fucking place. If you're just trying to show this to kids to say, hey, follow your dreams, never give up, because they pushed that motto in this film so goddamn much. But the fact that we're just going to gloss over the point that, well, follow your dreams, and if it doesn't work, steal someone's identity to get to where you need to get at and then make it work from there. And went on for weeks too, and finally until the mother, played by Kate McKinnon here, which is Regine here, she finally, you know, catches her and say, you know, this girl needs to be thrown in jail. And then the director of the dance here, he's saying, no, what we're gonna do is I'll let Camille and Felicie compete, and whoever's the last girl standing, they will take the role in the Nutcracker. Well, la-di-da. There's a boy that also works here, and he's also got a lead role in the Nutcracker as well, and every girl in here loves him, but you can kind of tell he's kind of a pompous dick, to be honest, or whatever. He's got his head up his ass, and he's probably the best dancer, and at first it makes it seem like Felice isn't really not that interested in him, but all of a sudden she's like intoxicated with him, whatever, and stuff, and it's like, whatever. They try to crowbar like a love triangle with her, Victor, and this kid here, and it's just like, wow, that just felt so forced. And it's like a whole nother subplot in this movie that just wasn't there at the first place. Almost like they just put that in there to pan some time here. And you really get to see Victor develop like a kind of a relationship for her, because they're best friends at first, but then he kind of reveals a relationship that he actually likes her and stuff. But he comes off as such a fucking doofus, dude. It's just like, he's annoying as hell, man. I mean, every time he was on screen, it's just like, God damn, you got Asperger's or what? And like, you know he doesn't, though. That's the thing. It's just like, he's just a fucking klutz. And I kid you not, they slapstick this kid out of every sequence that him and Felicie have conversations with. And it was just so like, oh, that's the running joke here. And it's supposed to be funny, but I ain't laughing. I mean, there's moments every time they meet up to say, hey, this is what I did today and blah, blah, blah. The next, you know what, like, something happens to him where he falls and like a horse comes and takes him away, and he's like, let's meet up tomorrow and we'll, at the same time, same place, goodbye, Felicie. And just like, oh, there's another moment where some pigeons attack him or whatever, and he falls off the bridge and lands on a boat, and he's like, let's meet here tomorrow. And it's like, oh my fucking God. His whole thing of his arc in the movie too as well is he wants to invent these wings or whatever, pretty much how like Leonardo developed the flying wings himself here. Leonardo. I'm thinking of Assassin's Creed here. Assassin's Creed, where Leonardo created your flying wings here. He does the same thing here, and he says he spent weeks working on this mechanical device, and he's calling it the chicken wings. Now, clearly, he said he spent days and stuff like that on here or whatever. Clearly, he didn't do his fucking research, not knowing that chickens couldn't fly. It's even brought out by Felicity, chickens don't fly, though, and he's just like, they don't? They have wings, though, and it's like, are you a dumbass, or is this supposed to be just funny? Because I'm not laughing. I didn't have any kind of reaction watching the movie. I thought that other than looking at the animation, which I thought was gorgeous in some parts here, I was just kind of like, meh. I mean, I don't really hate it. I see where it's getting across here, and any adults can sit up here and point out these things that I'm pointing out. But I think for its target audience, it does what it needs to do. I just think, personally, it just feels so disingenuous to me with the whole, oh, that's why I hate those follow your dream stories, whatever, because they're bullshit or whatever, you know? And then you get in here, and you're just like, oh, she's not really following her dream. She just stole someone's identity or whatever. Because basically, they're trying to use that, if you work hard and keep throwing at it, you'll get to achieve anything you want in life. That is such utter bullshit, okay? Yeah, you can work hard, but there's going to be 20 other fucking people that work just as hard as well, too. So get the hell out of here with that. Like I said, I thought Kate McKinnon, she did a really good job playing the mother, Regine here. But I gotta say, they did something with her character towards the end of the film that was just like completely, what the fuck? And it just felt thrown in there here. And it's to a point, too, as well, where they say, because Camille is just such a bitch throughout the film. He's just like, I don't like her at all. And that's my mailman outside right now, slamming the mail doors right now, closing the stuff. You better buy my fucking package. Anyway, though, Camille, she's just such a bitch throughout the whole film that they try to crowbar in here at the end of the film that, oh, she's really a good girl. She was just pushed by her mother to want to dance and stuff like that. It's like, a word? Because I didn't get that at the beginning of this film at all. She looked like she really wanted to do this. But clearly they only did that because, well, Camille ends up winning the part because Felicie, she has this moment where she yells at Odette. She's like, you're not my mother or whatever. It comes so out of nowhere just to add some bullshit-ass drama. She runs away to go have dinner with this dude. Ends up being this three-way argument, whatever. Then she runs off and hangs on the roof. She didn't train at all for the day before. And she ends up losing the competition the next day or whatever. And Camille wins it. But Camille sucks, basically, is what they're trying to say. Even though this girl's been training her whole life, all of a sudden now, oh, you lack passion or whatever and stuff. And it's like, oh, my God. So it's completely baffling right there that a girl, because they say, oh, she has more passion, it looks better. And it's just like, that doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. I know people love to use that. If you have passion in something, it'll come out and look good. And it's just like, no, that doesn't, that's stupid as fuck, actually. You train for something your whole life, whatever. You're just going to be naturally better at some people, whatever. That's why, you'll see martial arts masters from China or whatever that are just better than some people in America because, well, it was a way of life for them. It wasn't just some aspect they picked up at a fucking strip mall somewhere or whatever. You know, it's just naturally, that's just how it goes. Or sure, there are some exceptions where some people will be better because they pick up a lot quicker in here. But Felicia couldn't dance for shit in this movie until she met Odette's character. And I'm talking for shit. She was horrible. I mean, I remember saying in the beginning, I was just like, man, you were fighting so hard to get in this dance school. I figured you at least knew some moves or two here or whatever. You didn't even know the basic shit. I was like, you're just horrible. She only wanted to do this because, well, that was her mother's last words, I guess, if per se, you know. It's funny because they're trying to say that Camille's mother is the one that pushed her. But at the end of the day, it's really Felicie's mother who left this shit in her brain when she was really young and stuff like that. Oh, just make sure you take a chance and make a leap, dance, do whatever you want. And it's like, yeah, you just brainwashed at a younger age. That's all this was. But either way, though, she says, I have passion for this and, you know, I can't see myself without dancing. But it's like, you can't dance. So it's like, so how can you have a passion for something you can't do? But whatever, she learned it up pretty quickly. I digress here. And they, on this dance battle, they do the leap off the stairs. And what's her name? Camille's like, fuck that, I'm not doing that leap. But Felicie, she does it, and she lands on her feet, and her and Camille ends up shaking hands, and Camille says, you know what, you are better for the part. And I'm just like, where the fuck did that come from? Okay, come on. Get the hell. This girl, Camille, was such a bitch throughout the whole film. Like, I mean, just like, damn near, she was a cunt, basically. You know what I mean? She was breaking this girl's, she tried to break this girl's music box like twice. Well, she succeeded once, whatever, the second time she did in here. She was calling her, what did she call her? She kept telling her how she was nothing and calling her a rat and all this, whatever, stuff. And I was like, nah, that ain't your mother. You just a bastard or whatever. So then what they do with the mother towards the end here, she gets so upset that her daughter was replaced now that she tries to fucking kill this girl, Felicie, on the day of the competition here. And I love it, too, because on the day of the competition, Victor's workshop is far from the ballerina. They show you a shot of it, and I was just like, why the hell would you go there like an hour, or I forgot how long it was, like an hour before the competition? You should be getting ready for this, you know? And she goes there and she tries to apologize for Victor because she called him kind of stupid, which he is, so rightfully so. And you know, they kind of have a fallout, if you will. And next thing you know, he stands by the door and he gets whacked upside the head with a fucking crowbar. And I was like, whoa, whoa. And I was like, you just probably killed that. And she shows up and she's like, take my daughter's role here, will you? And she chases this girl, not a crowbar, I'm sorry, a wrench. and she chases this girl with a wrench. She's just whacking her, and she picks up a sledgehammer and tries to smash her into the Eiffel Tower, and it was just like, what the hell is going on here, whatever. I was like, this character, like, was just another character was just evil for no reason. It adds nothing to the story, only to make that added bit of drama there, just saying, oh my god, is she gonna make it in time for the rehearsal? And it's just like, are you fucking serious here? I mean, there was ways to go about doing that, but you didn't have to make the mother a murdering fucking psychopath here. The way she gets saved is Victor comes to life or whatever, and he pulls out his wings he's been working on. He saves her from the top of the Eiffel Tower. The mother falls on her ass, gets tied up in strings and tied up, and they make it to the place in time. And it's right when they're about to do the dance number here. You know, it ends with her doing the leap of faith jump. I forgot what it's called that they said in here. And the movie cuts off. It was a beautiful shot, I will say, there. How it just had that frame shot pose right there. And I was like, oh, that's actually kind of nice looking, to be honest there. I'm kind of just meh on the film. I mean, there's a lot of stupid shit in there when you really break it down. But it didn't really piss me off. It just kind of made me look and was just going like, man, I swear, you guys, these are, I don't know what the French version looked like, to be honest. I've done as much as I could as far as, but, you know, not too many reviews or whatever was going into full-on detail about what was happening because, well, ta-da-da, movie spoilers. I spoil things, and these people don't, so I try to find out a little bit of much detail as I can, but, man, I'm kind of curious to see what Dane DeHaan's voice sounded like for this movie because, woof. I didn't really like Victor's that much, so if they're saying he was way worse, and man, I can only imagine here, maybe I would have gave this a fuck it then. But as far as it stands here, look, I think it works for its target audience here. An adult can pick this apart like I just did right now. I hate this story itself, to be honest. But I thought that everything is just serviceable and just okay for the most part. Doesn't stand out in any aspect whatsoever. This has been just a shitty year for animated films this year. It's funny enough because the year I was thinking about this last night, man, animation has sucked this year. With the exception of Lego Batman, I thought that was the only good animated film so far. But the anime films this year have been like just phenomenal. I mean, I've seen a couple this year and trying to get into anime, like I said earlier this year. And man, the movies here, they've just been knocking it out the fucking park. So, you know, animation is sucking, but anime is kicking ass. So, with that said, I'll drop a low streaming on this. I was thinking just a streaming, but the more I started talking about this movie, I was just like, yeah, this movie actually got a lot of flaws when you really look into it. So, it'll get its credit for most of the voice work here. The animation style of it looked gorgeous. But other than that, this movie just didn't do anything for me. So, low stream it.
What if she's good, Mother?
Get that part. Do you hear me?
Reality check, little rat. You can work as hard as you like. You can train 24 hours a day, but you will always be nothing.
You have something she can only dream of. Passion.
Dance off! Right here, right now.
Here we go.
Lucy,
what are you doing?
Gum? I'm stretching!